Welcome to the audio documentation for the VR Cardinal, created in collaboration between APH, the American Printing House, and Mystic Access. My name is Kim Nova. I will be guiding you through a brief overview of the functionality and feature set of the Cardinal and showing you how it can help to enhance both your entertainment and your ability to navigate successfully from one location to another. The Cardinal includes three different bookshelves. To understand the structure better, it may help to think of the bookshelves we're about to discuss as bookcases as opposed to bookshelves, so you can visualize this a little better. We're going to refer to these as the offline bookshelves, the online bookshelves, and the orientation shelf. The orientation shelf allows you to use GPS guidance to move from one location to another. The offline bookshelves allow you to utilize media stored on your SD card and listen to and navigate that media using various commands. To use the offline bookshelves, you will require an SD card. The Cardinal allows you to use an SD card up to 32 gigabytes. One of the other cool features of the offline bookshelves is the ability to create recorded audio notes. So if you want to quickly record a phone number, a recipe, or an appointment, for example, you can easily do so using the notes shelf. Using the online bookshelves requires the use of a Wi-Fi network. If you have access to Wi-Fi, you can easily access this shelf, and it allows you to do a number of things. You can visit and download books directly from a number of libraries, including the National Library Service, if you are located in the United States, NFB Newsline, Bookshare, and many others. You can then read and navigate these books easily using commands that you may already be familiar with if you use the offline bookshelves on your Cardinal. You can also search for and download podcasts using the online bookshelves. So if you already have podcasts that you enjoy or you want to search for new ones, you can easily do so and then download them directly. If you want to listen to music, the Cardinal gives you options on both bookshelves. There is a music bookshelf on your offline bookshelves. If you load music onto an SD card, you can easily listen to music through your music shelf. Otherwise, you have access to the internet radio bookshelf, which is located on your online bookshelves structure, and you can find and listen to internet radio stations there. If you want to do a little bit of research, you have the ability to use Wikipedia and Wiktionary through your online shelves, and you can look up all sorts of information that way and download relevant articles to your Cardinal. So whether you want to do research, find entertainment, get some reading done, listen to some tunes, and of course, go from place to place, all these options are available to you using one device. Before we dive in and look at some of these shelves, let's do some orientation to the device itself. The Cardinal is a sleek rectangular device, and if you have one in front of you, I would like you to hold it with the SD card slot facing away from you. This is on one of the smaller ends of the rectangle. It is a long, thin, recessed slot. If you place your hand on top of the Cardinal and then move your hand down towards the left-hand side of the device, you will find three controls. The control on the top of the left-hand side of the Cardinal is a small round button. This is your power button. When you press and hold this button, you will hear and feel a vibration and your Cardinal will power on. Pressing this power button also allows additional functionality, which we will touch on later. Moving your hand down from there, you will find two arrow-shaped buttons, an up arrow and a down arrow. The up arrow will increase your volume. And with a little help from the power button, it will also assist you in increasing your speed, your tone, and additional items. The down arrow will decrease all of these things. So it will turn your volume down, it will change your tone, it will slow down your speed, etc. Now let's move back to the top of the device. And remember that we said the SD card slot is facing away from you. This slot holds a full-sized SD card. It's about the size of a postage stamp. And again, you will need an SD card if you choose to use the offline bookshelves. If you move directly to the right of this thin SD card slot, you will find a round port. This port can accommodate both headphones and an external microphone, depending on how you need to use it. Now let's move to the top face of the device. You're going to find a number of buttons, but don't be alarmed because these are visually contrasting as well as tactically contrasting buttons. So hopefully you will be able to figure out what's what pretty quickly after this initial exploration. Let's start at the top left in the very top row of buttons. You're going to find a button that is square, and it has a small, thin oval overlaid over the top of the square. This is your go-to key. This is particularly important when you are navigating in media. It allows you to move to specific points within your media quickly and easily. Move to the right one button in this top row, and this is a very important button. This is a circle, and it's a little larger than the circular power button. With this key, you are going to be able to navigate between your groups of bookshelves. Now, let me stop here for a second and explain how these bookshelves work. So, we're calling them bookshelves. So, I want you to think of having three different sets of bookshelves all around your room. So, let's say on one side of the room you have one group of shelves, in the middle of the room you have another group of shelves, and on the right you have a third group of shelves. Again, it may help to think of these three as bookcases as opposed to bookshelves. Each of these groups of shelves contains multiple shelves. So when you're thinking of online bookshelves, offline bookshelves, and the orientation shelf, think of each of these as a set of bookshelves. And that will hopefully help to eliminate some confusion when you are trying to move from one group of shelves to another. This round button will assist you in doing exactly that. Pressing this button repeatedly will cycle you between the three groups of shelves. Each of these groups of shelves includes multiple shelves. If you press and hold this round key, you will be able to quickly turn on and off your Wi-Fi. Let's move to the right to the third button in this top row. This is a diamond-shaped key, and it is your bookmark key. While we won't talk too much about bookmarks in this brief introduction, they are very easily set and can, of course, assist you in more quickly navigating from one area of your media to another. We will come back and mention them again briefly later. There is a slight space between the first row of buttons and the next several rows of buttons on the Cardinal. The next four rows of keys are actually a phone-style keypad. Each of the keys in this keypad does different things. However, some of them work in conjunction with one another, so hopefully that will make it a little less overwhelming as you learn these keys. Let's start with the first key, key number one. Remember how I said that each group of bookshelves has multiple shelves? Let's say you are on your offline bookshelves. Pressing the one key multiple times will cycle you among all of your offline shelves. So these include shelves, talking books, other books, music, saved podcasts, the textbook shelf, and the notes bookshelf. If you are in your online bookshelves, you'll be able to use the one key to cycle between podcasts, internet radio, the Wikipedia and Wiktionary shelf, which is referred to as the references shelf, and all of your various book libraries, which you choose to configure and use. Now let's move to the right. The two key includes an arrow at the very top of the key. So what you have here is a horizontal line that curves slightly towards each end, making it look like an arrow, and again, it's at the top of the key. The 8 key, and don't worry, we will come back to the others, but the 8 key has a similar arrow at the bottom of the key. The 4 and 6 keys each include small arrow shapes on the left and right sides of those keys, respectively. So you might be able to guess where we're going to go here. All these keys serve as arrow keys. They will assist you in navigating the Cardinal itself, in addition to moving through your media in various ways. We will come back to these and discuss these in more detail. Now let's go back up to the first row on your number pad and move to the 3 key. This is your delete key. You'll primarily use this key when you wish to delete books or other media from your device. Now let's move down to the second row of your number pad. Between 4 and 6, you will find the 5 key, and it includes two raised dots next to each other, one on the left of the key, one on the right of the key. This key is your Where Am I key. So if you're ever lost, if you're not quite sure what shelf you're on, where you are in your media, and whether you are exactly where you want to be in your particular book or on your Cardinal, you can use Where Am I to help you to reorient or perhaps to learn about the remaining duration of the chapter of your book that you are currently reading. Moving down to the third row of your number pad, the key on the far left, this is a very important key, perhaps particularly when you are initially configuring your Cardinal. This is the menu key. You will press this key to move into your menu systems, and press it repeatedly to cycle among the various menus available to you. Each of your bookshelves, so your three main bookshelf structures, includes its own menu. If you press and hold this key, you will be able to switch between two text-to-speech voices that come pre-installed on your Cardinal. The 9 key allows you to do a couple of different things. If you are listening to music, you can randomize your music by pressing the 9 key. If you are reading a Daisy book that includes both text and human narration, you can also choose which you want the Cardinal to use when reading you your book. Now we are finally at the bottom row of the keypad. The key to the far left, what we would think of as the star key, is your cancel key or your back key. It works in both ways, depending on what you are doing and where you are on your Cardinal. The 0 key is your information key. And like the Where Am I key, the information key gives you a lot of great information about where you are and what is happening on your Cardinal at any given time. For instance, you can learn whether you are connected to Wi-Fi or the status of your battery. You can also press and hold this key to reach the key describer mode. That can also be especially useful when you are getting started with the machine. We will discuss that in a moment. To the right of info, we have the pound or hash key. This is your confirm key. Pressing and holding this key will give you the battery status for your Cardinal. Now, if you are following along with me, as you continue to explore down the top face of the Cardinal, you will reach a long, thin, horizontal, raised line. And that separates the keypad from the 4 remaining keys on the top face of the device. You will find a key sitting all by itself. It's an oval. This is your sleep key. This key will also tell you the time or the time and date, depending on how you configure things, when you press it. Now, we have 3 more keys on the bottom row of the Cardinal. The rectangular key in the middle is play pause. It is located directly below the sleep key. The key on the left, shaped like a leftwards pointing arrow, is your rewind key. The key to the right of play pause, shaped like a rightwards pointing arrow, is your fast forward key. These arrows are shaped a lot like your volume arrows on the side of the device. They're just facing horizontally instead of vertically. There is actually 1 more key on the device if you move to the right side of the device. And slightly towards the top of the right-hand side, you will find a slightly recessed key sitting all by itself. This is your record key. Remember how I was saying you could record notes? Well, this is the key you will use to do so. We're almost done with the orientation. Thanks for bearing with me. We only have a couple more things we need to mention. At the bottom of the device, so directly opposite the SD card slot and microphone headphone jack, on the other smaller end of the rectangle, you will find a port sitting in the middle of this area. And this is where you will charge your device. You will use a micro USB cable to plug into the device and it will charge your Cardinal. Be sure that when you plug the smaller end of your micro USB cable into the port on your Cardinal, that the little nibs on the cable are pointing downwards. This will ensure that the cable fits into your Cardinal so that it will successfully start the charging process. Turn your Cardinal over on its face, and towards the top of the device, you're going to find a latch. Slide up on the latch, and this will eject your user-replaceable battery. We don't recommend ejecting the battery unless you are told to by APH support. In the battery compartment, if you do have it open, you will find your Cardinal's serial number. However, if you are someone with little or no usable vision, have no fear. There are other ways to accessibly get to your serial number directly via the Cardinal. Congratulations. Thank you for going through this orientation with me. As you play with your device, many of these items will make more sense. We're now going to turn on the Cardinal and you can see some of these features and functions in action. Now let's turn the Cardinal on. To do so, I'm going to find the small round circular button on the left-hand side of the Cardinal and press and hold it until I hear and feel a vibration. I'll then release the key. After a few seconds, the Cardinal will speak to us. So I'm pressing and holding now.
Welcome to Victor Reader. Offline bookshelves. Notes. 0. Notes.
And I have been placed on the offline bookshelves. And as you heard, it said notes, 0 notes. I have no notes currently recorded on my bookshelf. If I wanted to move through additional bookshelves, I would press my one key on the keypad multiple times.
Talking Books. 1. Book. 1.
Welcome to the audio documentation for Staying Safe from Scams by Mystic Access.
So this is audio documentation in DAISY format. We're going to press 1 again.
Music. 1. Book. 1. All music.
This is the music bookshelf. I'm going to press 1 again.
Text files. 1. File. 1.
Welcome to Text Aloud 4. TXT.
This is a user guide for the Text Aloud program. And pressing 1 again.
Notes. 0. Notes.
I am back to notes. There are actually other bookshelves that you can use. There is an Other Books bookshelf. There is a Saved Podcasts bookshelf. And you can load books onto these. If you place an SD card into your Cardinal, these shelves will automatically appear on your SD card when you power on the Cardinal. I just don't have any media on those bookshelves currently. While we are at the Notes bookshelf, I will show you quickly how to make a recording. I'm going to press the record key and release it, speak, and then press the record key again.
Start recording.
I am recording a quick note on the Cardinal.
Stop recording. Note 1. Created.
And now if I press play pause, because I am at note 1 on the Notes bookshelf.
I am recording a quick note on the Cardinal.
End of note.
And it has played the note back for us. Notes don't have to be short necessarily. This is just a quick example. I mentioned something earlier that will prove very helpful to you as a new user. If you press and hold the 0 or info key, it will take you into Key Describer mode. Let's do so now. I'm going to press and hold 0.
Key Describer on.
And it tells us Key Describer is on. So now if I press a key, I'm going to press the 2 key.
Scroll up. 2.
It tells us scroll up. I'm going to press 3.
Delete note. 3.
I'm going to press 1.
Bookshelf. 1.
I'm going to press 5.
Where am I? 5.
I'm going to press 7.
Menu. 7.
The sleep key.
Sleep.
And 0.
Info. 0.
You can certainly play more with that at your leisure. I'm going to press and hold the info key or the 0 key once again to take us out of this mode.
Key Describer off.
And now we are back on the Notes bookshelf. If you aren't sure, you could press Where Am I? The 5 key.
Where am I? 99%. Note. 1. Total time. 5. Seconds. Time elapsed. 5. Seconds. Time remaining. 0. Seconds.
And it tells us where we are, and it gives us more about the duration of the note we just created. If you were in a DAISY book at this point, and you pressed the 5 or Where Am I key, it may, for instance, give you the duration remaining in your chapter. Let's now move to the online bookshelves. And remember to do that to move between your groups of shelves. You will press the circular button on the top row of the Cardinal.
Online bookshelves. Airplane mode. On. Internet radio. 1. Playlist. 1. Humanware playlist.
We are now on the online shelves. So it tells us the airplane mode is on. This means that we are currently offline. I'm now going to press the 1 key.
References. 0. Files. Search on Wikipedia.
Now this is the references bookshelf. Remember how I was talking about 4, 6, 2, and 8 serving as arrow keys? If I press the 6 key from here.
Search on Wiktionary.
6 again.
Search on Wikipedia.
6 again.
Search on Wiktionary.
I'm going to press 4, and that takes me back to
Search on Wikipedia.
Search on Wikipedia. So this references bookshelf allows you to move between these two search options and utilize them. Let's press 1 again to see what else we have currently available through the online bookshelves.
Podcasts. 0. Podcast feeds. Add podcast feed.
And it says add podcast feed. So these are the only shelves currently available on the online bookshelves. That's because we haven't configured any additional libraries. Remember, there is a third bookshelf, the orientation shelf, but we will visit it later. I want to press the 7 key.
Menu. Wireless. Validate connection.
I am now in wireless settings. Remember how I told you that each group of bookshelves had its own menus? This is the first menu you will come to when pressing 7 in the online bookshelves. You have wireless. I'm going to press the 6 key. Nothing happens. This is because I am currently offline. Before you can configure things like your wireless connection or set up a library, you must have airplane mode off. So I'm going to press and hold the round key in the center of the top row, and this will do that for me.
Airplane mode, off. No wireless connection configured. Enter the wireless menu to configure a connection.
And it actually tells me no wireless connection configured. If that doesn't happen to you, make sure you are on your online bookshelves by pressing the circular key in the top row of buttons on your Cardinal. Then press 7.
Menu. Wireless. Import a network configuration from file.
And you can immediately tell that I have more options than I did previously. I'm now going to press the 8 key.
Scan for available connections.
And this will take me to scan for available connections. This is what I want to do. I'm going to press confirm here, which is the pound or hash key.
SSID.
Smallville. Uppercase S-M-A-L-L-V-I-L-L-E.
Signal strength. Excellent.
This is one network that is currently available. It has excellent strength. If this wasn't one of my networks, I could move to another one with 2 or 8.
Verizon underscore NC4BBL. Uppercase V-E-R-I-Z-O-N underscore uppercase N uppercase C 4 uppercase B uppercase B uppercase L.
Signal strength. Poor.
And I wanted to show you one with a poor signal strength. This is not one of ours. I'm going to move back to Smallville and press confirm. And I can press confirm while it's speaking.
Smallville.
Enter password.
And it wants me to enter the password. We're going to talk about typing in just a moment, but I first want to get us online, so I will quickly enter my password using the keypad on the Cardinal. I have now typed in my password. I'm going to press the confirm key, which is to the right of 0.
Please wait. Connected to
Smallville. Uppercase S-M-A-L-L-V-I-L-L-E.
Enter a nickname for this network.
So now it wants me to enter a nickname for this network. I'm going to type home. Now, in order to type, I'm going to use what's sometimes referred to as the T9 method or the multi-tap text entry method. This means that you are using your various keys on the keypad portion of the Cardinal to type letters, numbers, and symbols. You will press keys, often repeatedly in rapid succession, to type. For instance, if you were to type a C, that would be the 2 key 3 times. If you were to type a W, that would be the 9 key once. To type an E, that would be the 3 key twice. We don't have time to go through every single combination, but I can show you a neat little trick to learn more yourself. I'm going to press the sleep key. Remember, this is the oval key just above the play pause key, sitting all by itself just under the raised horizontal line.
Key describer on.
Now you may be thinking, why did you just turn key describer on? Didn't we just look at key describer? Yes, we did. This is a different key describer. This key describer assists you in learning to type. For instance, let's press the number 2.
A, B, C, 2.
And it's also telling you if you press the number 2 4 times, you will get the number 2. Let's press 3.
D, E, F, 3.
Let's press the number 7.
P, Q, R, S, 7.
While some keys represent 3 letters, 7 is one of 2 keys that represents 4 letters. The other one is
W, X, Y, Z, 9.
The 9 key. Now you may be wondering what happens if you have additional symbols that you need to type in. For these keys, you will use the 1 and the 0 key. I won't show you both, but I will show you one of these two options here. Let's press 0.
Space. 0. Exclamation mark, at, pound sign, dollar, percent, circumflex, ampersand, asterisk, opening parenthesis, closing parenthesis, underscore, plus, equals, pound, euro, yen.
So if you need to enter a euro, for instance, you are going to be pressing the 0 key rapidly numerous times to get to the euro sign. You can play with these keys and learn how they work. But again, if you were to press a key like 2, you would press it 3 times to get to C. So you would press 222 rapidly, and that would create a C. There's much more we could say about this. We don't have time here, but definitely use this key describer when you are in edit fields and wanting to type because it really can assist you. I'm going to press the sleep key again to get us out of here.
Key describer off.
And it tells me key describer off. Now I want to use home as my nickname. So to do that, I'm going to press the 4 key twice for H.
H.
And you hear a little click, and this means that the H has been entered into this edit field. You don't necessarily have to wait for the little click unless you are pressing that key twice in a row. However, you most certainly can. I'm going to press the 6 key 3 times, rapidly.
Oh.
And having the little key beeps turned on gives you an idea of how rapidly you have to press, because each time I press a key, it beeps. And now I'm going to press the 6 key again once.
M.
And the 3 key twice, and you hear the little clicks.
E.
So that says home. Now let's say I had wanted to capitalize the word home. I can use my bookmark key to cycle between numeric, uppercase, and lowercase. Let me show you. I'm going to press bookmark.
Uppercase.
It tells us uppercase. If I press it again.
Numeric.
Numeric. So if you don't want to press the number 2 4 times to enter the numeric 2, you can go to numeric using the bookmark key and then press the number 2 once, and that will enter a 2. I know this is overwhelming at first. That's why these key describer modes can be indispensable to a new Cardinal user. Let's press bookmark again.
Lowercase.
To get us back to lowercase, I'm going to now press confirm to enter my nickname.
Please wait.
Map updates available.
9.
Map selection.
Okay.
Africa.
Unselected.
I'm now being told that I have map updates available. I don't want to download any maps right now. Maps would be for your orientation shelf to assist you in navigating various countries and continents. We're not going to do this right now because that would take a while, so I'm going to press cancel. Remember, that's the key to the left of 0.
Leaving menu. Search on Wikipedia.
So now I am online. I have returned to the offline bookshelves off recording, and I want to show you a little bit about how you will navigate within a book. All books differ a little bit in terms of what navigation elements they offer. In other words, some books don't offer things like paragraphs or headings. In human narrated books, you can't get spelling, for instance. Some books only have one or two navigational elements. So for instance, if you are on a service like Bard, you may find some books that only have an introductory heading, a heading at the beginning of the book, and a heading at the end of the book. Other books, particularly books like recipe books, may have multiple sections, subsections, and chapters. All these headings will be at different levels. I just want to give you an idea how this works. I'm going to go into my talking books on offline bookshelves.
Talking books. 1. Book. 1.
Welcome to the audio documentation for Staying Safe from Scams by Mystic Access.
Let's say I want to go into this book. There are two ways that I can do so. I can either press confirm or I can press play pause. That's what I'm going to do here.
Where the magic is in learning.
So this is our little tagline, and it is now playing the book.
Thank you for purchasing this Mystic Access audio product.
I pressed play pause. You may have heard the little beep. And you can turn these beeps off if you wish to do so, but they are good indicators as to when buttons are being pressed. Now let's say I want to find out what kind of navigational elements I have in this book. Let's use 2 and 8 to explore a little bit. I'm going to press 2.
Level 1.
And that says level 1. So this is my lowest level of navigation that I can access here. I'm going to press the number 8.
Level 2.
I have a second level of navigation. Perhaps think of 1 as parts and 2 as sections. Again, this is going to vary from book to book.
Time jump. 1 minute.
And then we have time jumps. And you can set time jumps from 30 seconds, 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and 30 minutes. These are available within one of your offline menus.
Phrase.
There's also phrase detection. So if you want to move by phrase, you can do so. If you want to move between any of these areas or sections, you can do so with 4 and 6. So remember how we were talking about these keys serving as arrows? That's how you do it. So let's say you had a level that was for chapters. You could use 4 and 6 to move between chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, etc. I'm going to press 8 again.
Level 1.
And we're back to level 1. Let's press the number 6. So we're moving through the
book. The following program is a presentation of Mystic Access.
Hi everyone, I'm Kim Nova.
I'm Chris.
So let's first talk about snail mail. So we are moving through at level 1. Let's move down to level 2.
Level 2.
And press 6 again.
So do we need to define, maybe here this would be important, a little. So we have sections in here called what to know. And these are, so email scams, Chris.
So we are moving through at level 2. If I want to move back to a section, or perhaps in this case we'll call it a subsection, we can do so with 4.
So email scams, Chris. So we have sections in here called what to know. And
When I press 4 and 6, it is automatically beginning playback. To stop playback, I am pressing the play pause button. Remember, you can also use the rewind and fast forward keys, the leftwards and rightwards pointing arrows, to either side of the play pause key to move you at smaller increments in your books. So that's just a very short lesson on book navigation. Let me now quickly show you how these menus work. We're on the offline bookshelf right now. I'm going to press the number 7.
Menu. Navigation and playback. Loop. Off.
Now that said, navigation and playback. This is one of the menus for the offline bookshelves available from the 7 key. If I want to move between items in this menu, I will press 2 and 8.
Audio adjustment mode. Tone.
And here we have tone. If I want to see what the other audio adjustment mode available is, I can press 6 or 4.
Pitch.
And it is pitch. So if you have some hearing difficulties and perhaps need your pitch to be higher or lower, you can change your pitch. If you change any of the options in these menus, you will press confirm to set or save that option. Let's move up again.
Bookmark alert. Off.
There's one item in particular I want to show you in this menu, so let me move up again. I'm just pressing 2.
Sleep messages. On.
We have sleep messages.
Key beeps. On.
There's key beeps. If you want to turn these off, again, you would press 4 or 6 and then confirm to save your new setting.
Save last used navigation level for each book. Off. Time jump. 30 minutes. Off.
This is time jump 30 minutes off. If you want to set time jumps, you can come to this portion of the menu, and your time jump options range between 30 seconds and 30 minutes. If you press 7 again from within the menu, it will take you to additional offline menus. This is only one. We don't have time to see more of these now, so let's cancel and go to online bookshelves quickly.
Leaving menu. 1.
Welcome to the audio documentation.
And I just pressed cancel again, the key to the left of 0, to stop that human narration for this particular book. Let's press the circular online-offline key between go to and bookmark.
Online bookshelves. References. 0. Files. Search on Wikipedia.
And let's quickly go through the menus here. Rather than showing you all of the options within one menu, I just want to show you a few of the menus that you can move to by pressing 7 repeatedly on the online bookshelves.
Menu. Wireless. Import a network configuration from file.
Here's wireless. We've already seen this. I'm going to press 7 again repeatedly.
Bluetooth. Connect to Bluetooth. General. Cancel all current downloads. Internet radio. Human podcasts. Down NLS Bard. Add NLS Bard service. Bookshare. Add Bookshare service. NFB Newsline. Add Daisy Online.
Map. Map selection.
Software updates. Wireless. Import a network configuration from file.
And that just gives you an idea. Remember, in most instances, to move through items in a menu, you're going to use 2 and 8. To configure those items, you'll use 4 and 6. I'm going to press cancel to get out of here.
Leaving menu. Search on Wikipedia.
Before we visit orientation, I'm going to move very quickly back into the Daisy book that we were in on the offline bookshelves.
Orientation.
Searching for satellites.
Offline bookshelves. Talking books. 1. Book. 1.
Welcome to the audio documentation for Staying Safe from Scams. Welcome to the audio documentation for Staying Safe.
I pressed the online-offline key to get us into the offline bookshelves. I was sitting on the digital talking bookshelf, and I pressed confirm to get us into the book, because we only have one book on this shelf currently. I pressed confirm a second time to stop it from announcing the information that it was saying currently. Let's say you're in a book and you want to create a bookmark. If you press your bookmark key multiple times, you have various options. I just wanted to show you what those were. Let's press the bookmark key.
Go to bookmark.
We can go to a bookmark we've previously created.
Insert bookmark.
We can insert a new bookmark, including an audio bookmark if we wish.
Start highlight bookmark.
We can create a highlight bookmark. So if there's a particular passage that you want to bookmark that perhaps you need to study or that is of particular interest to you, you can mark the beginning and end of a passage.
Bookmark list.
There's your bookmark list. That's a quick way that you can view all of the bookmarks within a particular book or document.
Remove bookmark.
You can remove a bookmark, and I'm just pressing the bookmark key repeatedly. That's the diamond-shaped key above the 3 key.
Go to bookmark.
And we are back to go to bookmark. I'm going to cancel out of here.
Canceled.
I'm going to press the power key.
Speed.
This is how you change your speed. If you now used your volume keys, the up and down arrows just below power, you can change your speed. But you have to do it quickly.
Volume 12.
Or that will happen, and your option will time out.
Volume 13.
So I'm going to press it again to take us back to speed.
Speed.
And press the up arrow.
Speed 1. Speed 2. Speed 3.
So this would speed up the audio of your book's narration. Of course, pressing volume down would slow down your speed. Let's press power again.
Tone.
I get to tone.
Volume.
And if I press it again, I get back to volume. But again, you have to change these increments pretty quickly, or these modes will time out. But here's one important thing to note. If you go into that menu that we were exploring earlier and change your tone option to pitch, there will be no tone among these options that you reach by pressing the power button. Instead of tone, you will find pitch. So you can't have pitch and tone in these menus. It will either be volume, speed, and tone, or volume, speed, and pitch. I'm going to press the 1 key.
Offline bookshelves. Talking books. 1. Music. 1. Book. 1. All music.
And here's the music book. I'm going to press play pause on this music bookshelf to immediately begin playing music. I pressed pause, and now I'm going to press the power button again.
Speed. Bass. Treble. Volume. Speed. Bass. Treble. Volume.
So I'm cycling through by repeatedly pressing the power button, and you hear there are different options within the music bookshelf. Rather than having tone or pitch, you now have treble and bass to adjust the bass and treble of your music. Pretty cool. Let's finish this whirlwind tour by visiting the orientation shelf. We haven't given it any love yet, so let's go visit it. Again, to get there, I will press the online-offline key between the go-to key and the diamond-shaped bookmark key.
Online bookshelves. Orientation.
Searching for satellites.
And it is searching for satellites. This may take a bit. It's better to do this outdoors. We are currently indoors, so this may make the process take a bit longer. We will silence this out in post-production so you won't hear our wait. You have to wait for the satellites to acquire before you can continue on the shelf and before you can successfully navigate. You can, however, configure settings while you're waiting for your satellites to acquire.
Entering open area. GPS ready. Explore.
So it has acquired a satellite position. The little beep was censoring out my city name because it named my city. We are currently in explore mode. If you want to know your current position, so let's say you're standing out in front of a store and you want to have your cardinal tell you your current position, you would press 5. So again, within the orientation shelf, it serves as a where am I key. If you press and hold the 5 or where am I key, this will show you what's around you. So you'll be able to get an idea of stores and other businesses that are around your current area. There is also a menu. If you press 7,
settings, 12 items, GPS.
You will reach settings. And again, you would move through this menu.
Landmarks.
With 4 and 6.
Routes.
If you press 7 again.
Explore.
You are taken out of the menus. So this isn't like the menus on your online and offline bookshelves. There is one menu that you will navigate across with 4 and 6 to get to the various menu items that you can configure. And you can use either 7 or cancel to take you out of the menu. Let's quickly revisit key describer mode within the orientation shelf, because you're going to find things that differ slightly here. To do so, I'm going to press and hold the 0 or info key.
Four-way into key describer on.
And let's go through some of these keys. I'm going to press the 5 key.
Where am I? Press and hold. Landmarks around.
Let's press 6.
Right arrow. Press and hold. Toggle open area locked. When using routes, press and hold. Indoor route preview.
7.
Toggle settings menu. Press and hold. Toggle TTS voice.
8.
Not used in orientation.
And that's an interesting one because it is not used in orientation. I'm going to press 9.
Press and hold. Backtrack.
Let's press 0.
Information. Press and hold. Toggle key describer.
Play pause.
Repeat last message or stop current message.
And let's press 2.
Enter map browsing mode.
So that gives you an idea of how the keys differ on the orientation shelf. Let's exit this by pressing and holding 0 or info again.
Key describer off.
Let me show you what happens if you press the go to key multiple times. Remember, this is the key above one, and how it behaves on the orientation shelf.
Select a landmark as your destination. No landmark. Enter an address.
Select a landmark. I currently have no landmarks set. If I did, I would use 4 and 6 to move among my landmarks. And I would also have a menu item to look up an address, which is actually what I'm focused on at this point because I don't have any landmarks currently.
Explore.
And if you press the go to key again, you will go back to Explore, which is essentially the home base for your orientation shelf. I want to show you how the What's Around option works quickly. This is really cool if you are learning about businesses in your city or you want to find something of interest. I'm going to press and hold the Where Am I key, the 5
Leaving
key.
Open area. What's Around. One item. 1. Mueller Security. Police Service. Boulevard. 159 meters.
Now, in this instance, it told us the name of the business. It told us what kind of business it is, in this case, police service. It gave us the address and the street. I cut out the address number and the name of the street for privacy. And it told us how far away it is. This is currently set to meters, but you can change that in the menu. Let me show you another example of what's around. This is from a recording on a different day. I'm going to again press and hold 5.
What's around? 4 items. 1. Boulevard and Ave. Public transit stop. Avenue. 55 meters.
This is a public transit stop, so I censored out the names of the boulevard and avenue in question and the address number as well. So if you want to create a route to either of these places, the security place or the transit stop, or of course anything that you find in your What's Around, you would press, you may have guessed it, Confirm, the key to the right of 0. Now you have to act pretty quickly when you're in here because it's going to take you back out into the explore area. And I wasn't able to show that on recording, but it did actually time out and say explore. So I'm going to press and hold the 5 key again.
What's around? 1 item. 1. Extended search.
And then I pressed 6 to get me to extended search. I'm going to press select or confirm.
Select search type. 2 items. Search by category.
And I have 2 options. I can search by category. If I press 4 or 6.
Search by name.
I can search by name. Let's say you have some idea what you want and you want to actually search by name. Let's go in here with confirm.
Enter text to search.
And let's say I'm really craving Thai food. So I want to type the word Thai.
T. G. H. A. I.
And I'm going to press confirm.
Searching.
Please wait. Please wait.
1. Yummy Thai. Restaurant. Avenue. 627 meters.
So it tells us the name of the restaurant. Again, the category of business it's in. Again, this one's a restaurant. The address. And how far away it is. If I press 4 or 6, in this case I'm going to press 4.
14. Thai Orchid Cafe. Restaurant. Street. 9.7 kilometers.
I can see other options. And again, you can change from kilometers to miles within settings in your menu. I'm going to press confirm on this Yummy Thai one.
1. Yummy Thai.
I press 6 to get back there. From here, let's press confirm.
Press confirm to start instructions. Press and hold if in vehicle. Press up to enter map browsing mode. Warning. Turn instructions to a landmark may guide you through unfamiliar paths.
And the cardinal is telling you here that you can create various routes to this Thai place. To end this documentation, I'm just going to press and hold the power key. You'll hear 2 short beeps, and you will know that your cardinal has powered off. Thanks so much for joining me for this quick tour. We definitely hope you enjoy using your cardinal. Thanks for listening.